Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Jumpstart your day, get your feet on the floor on this Thirsty Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day
Friday Eve, babe.
Too loud, man.
Friday Eve, babe.
There you go.
Hey, babe. It's Friday Eve.
Hey, wake up.
Wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month.
Well, what is it?
It's the 12th of the month. Cash your checks and come home.
That song came out, I thought. Did they really just say the first of the month? We singing about that? Well, and then it was cool because a couple of years later they came out with My Baby Daddy. So they just crossed all the lines.
I mean, we got to give it to the guy. He was missing his Uncle Charles, man.
Yeah.
You know, so we're like, what are you going to do? You know, you come up with a song about the first of the month.
You know, he missed his Uncle Charles. So, you know, later on he said, I'll see you at the crossroads.
Yeah. It's like
people. R&B group became. Legendary
hip-hop artists.
Hip-hop artists.
And they started to expand, too, and create their... How are we talking about this morning? You never know what we're going to talk about
got,
in the first
even got Biggie
segment.
In on it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a... They were on, what, Life After Death, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because, like, if you watched a group of white people trying to... trying to sing that song, and it, like they maybe know the last word of the line. Yeah, what are you doing? Like rapping a juvenile song.
Oh my god!
So
slow motion for you,
Busy Bones.
What's up, Ed?
You a big bone?
Not me, man.
Not you.
Not me.
Not you.
Not yet.
Are you cold?
Why are you so concerned with my dress here?
I'm just asking you, are you cold?
Yes.
You got a big old black jacket
Dude,
on.
He got pants
big old
on.
Black jacket is a piece of paper.
It's like, is it black?
Yes, it's black.
Is it long sleeve?
Yes.
It's a big old black jacket.
He's got white pants on.
He's got white pants.
With white shoes.
You wearing white pants?
Adidas pants?
Sweatpants, yeah.
Oh, sweatpants.
Adidas. I have white jeans and stuff on. But these are Adidas, yes.
Yeah, I'm asking. I'm not, hold on, do you think I'm criticizing what you're wearing? No. I'm not throwing stones in glass houses. Yeah, I'm there. I ain't trying to start with you. I'm just pointing out what you were wearing.
Are you cold?
No.
You want to borrow my shirt?
Are you wearing a jacket?
Because I feel like it.
Man, you're getting pressed this morning.
I mean, nobody wearing jackets because you're a little chilly.
No.
You got a new tattoo you don't want to show us?
No.
You got scars?
I got lots of scars now. Lots. I look like a jigsaw puzzle.
What are you wearing a jacket for?
I don't know. It's like I put it on this morning. I thought it was going to be in the 50s. I didn't look at my phone. I forget it's middle June now.
Sometimes you wake up in the morning and chilly.
It's a little out of place.
Is it?
No.
In this room, so are you.
No, oh. Now you guys are out of place. You don't belong here.
I don't know what just happened. Because now I feel out of place.
You're always out of place.
Oh, shut up, Ed. White pants, you goofy. No.
Yeah, why are you wearing white pants? What shoes do you have on, Jeremy? What color are the shoes?
White.
White shoes?
Yeah, the outfit looks At least to me.
Without the jacket. Don't take it. It looked better without the jacket.
You're not watching my fashion show.
It will look much better without the jacket. What's on your shirt? You don't want to see what's on your shirt?
I don't know. It's just a black shirt.
Just a black shirt?
Just a black solid shirt. Black shirt?
Who buys just black shirts? Yeah, what are you? Graphic design on it?
Yeah, what are you? Like, you going to get, you got a BVD on or something? Yeah.
It's all right.
I did go shopping at Life Made yesterday.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I wanted to go, but I couldn't go yesterday. Because I forgot to put underwear on. I didn't want to go.
Those guys are brilliant marketing guys. They loaded me up. They have all. I think this. I got one of those. Is that the American? Is that a 4th of July shirt?
No, it's not.
I gotta go back over again.
Oh, they got great new stuff. They got the summer collection in now.
Man, so I didn't know that the seasons had changed. It's time to go shopping again.
I just find it so funny. They're brilliant though. I see that stuff everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. No matter where you are.
You can tell them where
I'm at Ocean City a couple weeks ago. Saying, yeah. People walking around with Life Man shirts. I'm like, well, you guys.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Yes.
Correct. You know.
So why you got a jacket on?
Rob couldn't even stop laughing. He's like, it's just, I don't even know what's going on here this morning. I can't even see straight. He's doubled over laughing. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony in Ed's jacket, segment one. Make sure you podcast that.
The problem is now, I was about to take it off, and now I won't.
Now you scared me.
I may go get another one and put it on top of this one. Go to my locker.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. This is real life.
This is real life. So Aaron Rodgers still can't wear 12. He goes to the Steelers now. You still can't wear 12.
Yeah, 8 was his college number, wasn't it?
8, yeah, it was.
Yeah. He looks like
a better
8.
Number anyway. Yeah, but he doesn't belong with 8.
I like 8.
I do too, but not with him wearing it.
Oh, man. But we were talking
about Tyrese Halliburton, man.
The Haliban making me look foolish.
They want me some money last night.
I'm telling you
what,
man.
$400-something, Ed.
I bet. I mean, you had them to cover.
I had a cover. Yeah. I had Shea under, and I had the points under.
So the thing that I...
they went under in points? What was it?
I don't remember what the total was.
The Pacers scored quite a few. It was 116?
No, I still think it went under, didn't it?
It must have if you won.
Yeah, it's...
223.
Yeah, and it was like 229 or 228. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, 226.5 is what I have it closing at, but still.
I got it at 229.
Okay. Yeah, because we did it in the morning. Mm-hmm. It just dropped. Yeah, man, I was kind of shocked when the Thunder came out in that first quarter. I'm going, okay. Yeah, everything's changed now. And I was telling Rob, online, they, you know, the Twitter doctors, the guys that are real doctors that say, that looks like, you know, he tore his ACL or a hyperextension of the arm and all these things. And there were doctors going that they believe Halliburton has Achilles tendonitis, which you can play through. It's uncomfortable. And if it flares up.
Tendonitis hurts, man.
Yeah, it could be an issue. But he didn't look like an issue last night. He looked fine to me.
Yeah. Most of he's the worst guy in the league. Most overrated player. I don't get it.
Well, he can't be underrated now.
It's overrated.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was kind of crazy to see. But that's all we had really going on. It was a ton of afternoon baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to watch the Orioles last night, kind of get after it.
First time they scored over 5 runs in, what did I say, 3 weeks?
Something like that.
You guys can't tell me when it was 2-0 and Eflin's just rolling and they give up a run and have
was
some guys
he rolling?
Run. You're going, oh, don't do this to me.
Was he rolling last night?
Don't do this.
Mm-hmm. 6 2/3 innings, 1-run baseball. Orioles getting a lot of strikeouts this year.
Povich strikes out a lot.
Yeah,
guys.
And so does... Morton.
Yeah.
He strikes out a lot, too. Morton will throw 4 innings and have 8 strikeouts.
Yeah. 3 walks.
Yeah.
He's been better as of late. I'm not grading that guy on a curve, though. Like, keep pitching the way you've been pitching. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Like, looking at it today, it's as I was explaining, it's Kramer and Skubal.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it. I'm not giving you the reverse lock and all that jazz.
But
I just think
coming off of momentum like this.
Well, I mean. Kramer has been really good since April. And it's not about, like, we always go, oh, my God, we got to beat Skubal. You don't have to beat Skubal. You have to outlast him. And granted, the Tigers have a good bullpen. But you got to make him work.
My little brother doing well.
Yeah.
Little brother doing
Tariq?
Well. No.
Oh.
Kramer.
Oh. I thought you meant Tariq. I thought he was like my, is that your cousin?
Little cousin.
We get around shovels at 6:45. I'll probably give mine to some former superintendent who's wearing a jacket in June.
It's so funny. I was going to give mine to you.
But on the other side, Birds actually reached double digits. Orioles baseball up next. So why are you wearing a jacket? Right here in the face.
I can't take it off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Westberg down the line and left. It's gone. Tucked inside the pole, and Jordan Westberg has been annihilating pitches in his first two games back. This is what it's supposed to look like, folks. You get the horses together. The boys are back. There's good health. There's good fortune. And an eighth inning monsoon makes it 10-1.
This is what it's supposed to look like, says Kevin Brown. Yeah? I told Jeremy, you know, last time they were healthy was game one against Toronto, and they scored double-digit runs. And Jeremy reminded me, no, they weren't. Why not, Jeremy?
Because Gunner wasn't there.
Gunner wasn't there. This team hadn't been totally healthy all year.
Mm-hmm. And not even, like, I'd give you something if Gunner was healthy and there was somebody else, and it's like, but you know how important he is to the everyday lineup. So, I mean, this was, for lack of a better term, what we've called those home runs that that Jordan Westberg hits, those are piss missiles. It's just a straight line of...
lasers. Thing,
yeah, you were talking about it. It's like, there was no arc.
No.
It was just, what's the fastest way from point A to point B?
The shortstop jumped to try to get it.
Just kept going.
It just went over the fence.
I told Rob, it reminded me of that Longoria home run in the Curse of the Andino, where he just hit one down the line, and you're looking, you're like, oh, it's catching that corner, isn't it? Yep. So
I mean, he has 6 home runs, and he hasn't been here for... half the season. Almost.
He has 6 home runs. He hasn't been here, as you're talking about, for a good portion of time. And he went 0-for-30 in that stretch.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. And his OPS is over 7. That's a problem. DH last night. And that looked, it felt good. It
felt really good.
Put a 7-run inning. Scored more runs in one inning than they had in 2 games combined at times.
It was almost hard to believe. Like,
Because you see other teams do this, and it's been such a long time since they had a, you know, just a beatdown of somebody. And when it was close, I was really losing confidence. I'm like, oh, they're gonna throw this one. Nope. And they had, you had everything. Did you have like stolen base, wild pitch, you know, home run? It was like one after another. It's like, wow.
I'll tell you what the job that Eflin and Aiken did in the seventh inning was miraculous. What did they have? Runners on second and third with one out?
Mm-hmm.
And to get your way out of, Eflin gets the second out, Keegan Aiken comes and just craps on the dude. I mean, that's pitching.
I missed that part. Do you have video?
To get out of that with one run is pitching. And then Baker comes in and just absolute destroys him in the eighth inning, and Soto in the ninth. I love the fact that they didn't mind dry humping the mountain.
Yeah.
He got up to warm up. Thought it was going to be a safe situation. Birds put up seven runs. You sit down. Yeah. We might need you tomorrow. And I hope we need them today.
And for people, like, not to, this was a big Buck Showalter term, but it's been a baseball term.
Dry humping
is getting a reliever up and then, you know, not putting him in the game, because you don't want him warming up and then, you know, not going. Mm-hmm. Are you going to pitch him the next day? Because if you keep doing that, then you can actually wear it on that guy's arm.
Dry humping is normally when you're in middle school and you go to that dance in the basement or at the school.
I didn't get
in this case.
I didn't get invited to those. It's probably, it took off his jacket. Did you see that? Yeah. I could change the topic real quick.
He said something completely. He throws his hand under the bus. Hey, Rob, Ann still has a jacket on. Look at him.
Look at this guy. Don't look at me.
Oh my gosh. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning, man.
I've been down on the Orioles, man, but last night was exciting. I mean, the thing about Couser's home run is it was a homer. It counted just as a homer. I mean, it was exciting last night, but today, I hope Kevin Brown can say the same thing. This is what it's supposed to be. Today would be a good day to say that again.
Well, he's going to be on the show. He's going to be on the show at 7:30. You want me to just have him say it today?
Nah, he got to wait. Don't jinx it. He got to wait.
All right, Johnny, thanks a lot, my man. 410, I think he meant Westberg tonight, Cal. 410-583-1057. He was so excited, I couldn't correct him. So excited. It is, man. No, listen. Well, those you think will say people don't care about baseball, they do. Stop it. You don't care about baseball when the team's not winning. Yeah. That's what you say.
Yes.
But you do care. You absolutely care. Nobody cares about baseball. Okay. Some guy said, I posted something about the Orioles. He said, well, at this point, who cares? I said, well, evidently you do, because you're posting who cares. If you didn't care, you would keep it moving.
Yep.
You care.
By the way, it's going to be over 90 degrees today.
Is it?
90. The temp for game time for the Orioles is 92.
Ooh. Jeremy, between you and I, so why are you wearing a jacket?
I am so happy. And I just said it for Rob.
The volleyball set.
Rob,
listen. And don't think I didn't see that coming.
That's all I'm asking. I just asked one question, and you know, you gave me the reason again.
Oh man,
is this show still going?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But what kind of hope does it give you for today? In all
lots of hope. Lots of hope.
Because they always say momentum is next day's starting pitcher.
It is. And today is Tarik Skubal.
Yeah. So
boy, he's momentum.
Well, as I said, they make. I don't know what the equivalent is. They make lefties look like, what is it, Randy Johnson in his Cy Young year
now?
Thank
God he's not a lefty. Oh, wait. Yeah, right.
So what does he do then? What do they make him look like?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Bob Gibson in his best year? Like, what are we talking about here? It's crazy, man. Like,
you can't say Bob Gibson.
Why? Because he's right-handed?
Because he's black.
Oh. Well, Tarik is... Oh, it's Tarik,
see,
not Tarik.
If he was black, you know damn well his name would be Tarik.
That's what I used to call him, Tarik Skubal.
That'd be D. Tarik.
Did Just add a D in front of any Anglo name.
I gotta just shake my head. That's all I can do right now.
DeAndre.
De'Aaron.
The Freddy.
My favorite one is Dakotas.
Ooh,
you remember Dakotas? Dakotas. The dude that went to LSU or whatever. Dakotas. I'm like, damn, man. You know who else is Dakotas? Ed.
Yeah, because he got a jacket on.
Come on, Iceman. Get it.
Oh, boy. Folks, we promise we'll get back on track.
No, we won't.
On the other side.
He's lying to y'all.
At 6:45, we're giving out shovel. I don't know what happened last night, what we brought into the studio today, but it's lingering. At 6:45, we give out shovels. On the other side, the Baltimore Orioles announced new premium seating behind home plate. Some of you are upset because this is money that you got from public money that's used for renovations that most of you will probably never use. Others are upset because that used to be the press box, and that's going to be the press box moving forward. So we'll talk about it up next right here on The Fan.
It's a good jam.
6:31 in the AM. What's this song called, Jeremy?
Short skirt,
long jacket by Cake.
Well, you ain't got the short skirt on, Ed, but you're one of two.
Long jacket.
Hey, can I?
I'm going to go pick a song after this.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Is it Straight Jacket? What is it?
No.
What you got going on over there?
Well, we actually have some cool stuff coming up. We're going to be giving away tickets all throughout the show.
Call now?
No, don't call now, right? Joe don't want him to call now. Call when I tell you to call. Don't call now.
You ain't the boss of me.
We're giving away tickets to see Keith Urban on June 19th at Meriwether. We'll do that on a double, two of those. And then, of course, we'll give away two tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley.
All fun stuff.
So make sure you stay tuned. When I tell you to call, that's when you call.
You've been all bossy. Orioles announced yesterday new premium seating is going to be right around the area where the
press box
is now.
What it is? It's the press box,
it's the
right?
Press box.
They took the center of it and they're making that. Is that somewhere where you think fans would like to sit? And I mean, I know you talk about premium
definitely
seating, but for that price.
Listen, Jeremy, if they.
That's what a lot of people are talking about.
If they win, yes.
Okay.
You got to become the place to be.
Because in a blue-collar city, which we are, people are going to look at it and go, well, that's for white-collar people. That ain't for me. Mm. You know, so.
And those same people have to do everything they can to sit there. Now, see that? People always want to cry, mealy mouth broke. And then you look up later on and they're right there next to you. You know what I mean? I don't have any money. Okay. All right. Well, you just pulled up in your Jag. You just pulled up in your Rover. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? You get. I'm not asking you for money.
Stop. We own a Jaguar.
Oh, now you.
Oh, what?
Now, you need to mess up, right? You need to mess up. You playing around? Anyway, but I'm just saying, I hear people complain about not wanting to spend for it. But Jeremy, you know, you and I both know, people find ways to get what they want.
Yeah.
And Baltimore is blue collar, but it's a hustle city.
I agree.
Guys hustle. You know what I mean? If Camden Yards becomes the place to be, some of the dudes that you and I hang with that cry broke will be up in them seats.
I mean, Ed and I aren't mad because we know somebody that works there, and they always hook us up with tickets, and I don't see why they couldn't get
those
tickets.
Why you exclude me on these conversations?
What?
I don't know anybody that works there?
No, we do. You work there.
Oh.
And that's where we get our tickets.
I don't get tickets. Well, I don't give you guys tickets. I sell you tickets.
No, you give them to us.
No, Sean, I sell tickets. Them to you.
Oh, he wants us to say he sells them to you. You give them free to fans. Like, Rob makes, if you go before the game and you're sitting out there by, you know, all the statues and things, mm-hmm. Rob makes it rain tickets.
Yes.
Like he's at a strip club. Ah, 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 you know? Oh, my God, I got first row.
Joe, this is what I need you to tell him to get back on topic.
Boo, upper deck. Take it back.
That's what I need you to tell him to get back on topic. I need your help on this one.
Some guy will get front row tickets, and Rob will be like, you can have what's in the box, or you can take those front row tickets. What if there's front row tickets in the box? Oh, man.
But I think it's a good thing. Premium seats just means To me, it's a sign that this ownership group, they want to spend some money, man. See, they're trying to change things, trying to change the tide a little bit. They want to spend some money, and if you start to offer premium seats and things like that, that tells me you know what it takes to make people pay for those tickets, and you're going to do what you got to do.
Rob, TV deals and suites, those boxes, whatever, the
cha-ching.
That's what kind of helps offset a lot of the other stuff, because people are going to pay big money to sit there,
yeah,
and you have it coming in. And honestly, like, if they're revamping the stadium, you know, I don't want the stadium to be the woman that gets so much plastic surgery. You're like, what the hell?
Exactly.
But I think the things that they've been doing are improving the overall look. Like, that is one of the best ways. Can you now root there, though? Are you still not allowed to root because it was the old press box, or no? But, like, it's one of the best views you can have. Look, and I heard a lot of members of the press. The press. They were complaining, and I get it, for people that have gone there a long period of time, that, oh, I don't want to move. This was the best place for us to do it. That's what made this special.
Oh, please stop it. I got news for you. And this is a person that's in the media. I got news for you. They're not playing for you. Your job is there to work. You sit with they
those aren't your parking spots either.
They moved. I don't know if you guys know this, but you know they move pre and post game. We're no longer where we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up in the warehouse now. Really? Now there's some people complaining about it. Guess what, dude? It ain't about you. Mm-hmm. It's not about you.
It's about Rob.
It's not. I'm serious, man. Like sometimes the media believes that it's about them. It's not about you. It's seriously, where you sit is irrelevant. As long as you're sitting in a place where you can see the game to write about it and to talk about it, you're good to go. You don't pay for squat. You don't pay for parking. You don't pay to get in. You get to go in the clubhouse. You get to go on the field. You get to do all these things. And now you're going to be a little bitch and complain about where you're sitting? I'm sorry. I get tired of some of these dudes. I get tired of because they become so entitled that they think it's about them. And I know I'm pissing some of them off, and I really don't give a damn.
That is seriously. That's like bitching about, you know, having to park five more car lengths away from the Ed Smith Stadium.
Exactly.
Who would do that?
We park on the corner because we get there 2 hours before you. You're complaining because you got to walk down.
How about four?
Exactly. It's like, what are you? This Joe Schmo is part of his salary to get into the stadium to watch a team, and you're complaining because you can go to every game for free? Yeah. Oh, they're gonna move me. Oh, imagine that. Now you gotta walk a little bit further. I know some of you. You need to. Honestly, man, it's like you get become so entitled when you have one of the best jobs. If 12-year-old you told you you'd be doing this, nowhere in my life I believe I'd be doing this at 12. Mm-hmm. If 12-year-old me said, dude, you know what you're gonna do on Sunday? You're going to go to brunch with your kids for Father's Day. Then you're going to go to the game. Then you're going to hop on a plane with the team to go to Tampa to spend 4 or 5 days in Tampa. Then you're going to go to New York with them.
Yeah.
Then you're going to come home.
Right.
You're going to do it on their dime. Yes. You're going to stay in there. You're going to stay in a hotel on their dime. And my complaint is, man, I got to walk so far to the press box.
Yes.
Listen to how you sound. Listen to that.
It's like bitching, when they put you in a hotel for free.
Exactly.
You're a bitch because you're too far from the elevator.
Listen to how that sounds, man.
Wow, I'm on the fourth floor.
It makes me wonder, like, yeah, going to the gym and the people that are driving around looking for the best parking spot. Man, you're going in to work out. Just park there and walk your ass in. You'll be too tired to go back to your car? What the hell?
I'm sorry, dude. I said it before. I never, and I know the people that I surround myself with, not only at work, but my friends that I've known for years will never let me become that dude. I never want to be that dude. The premium seating is about fans who want a different experience in the game. The paid fans. Paid fans.
Yep.
That's what it's about. Now, for those of you that say you don't like it because it outprices you and you're paying for this, I get that. I'll listen to those complaints. To the people who actually get money to go to the game, I will listen to your complaints. But I ain't listening to no media members to tell me they don't like it because they got to move. Man, shut up. Shut the F up.
Well, I guess we're going to find out, again. And the other problem that people have is that it's like, wait a minute, you're doing all these renovations? How about spending some money on pitch? Guys, like, Give them a different. All this stuff is going to, like,
the money they're using for that is not for pitching. It's not for that.
And it's like, oh, in the middle of the season, you can't do any restructuring or figure things out or, you know, add some things to the stadium until you've signed all the pitching. You know, like, they can do both. And right now, you ain't buying any pitching right now.
No, you're not.
So fix the damn stadium.
Kevin Brown joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we giving out shovels.
Yeah, we are. I'm giving it to a racist who learned karma is truly a bitch. You're going to love this story.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The Fan. Shovels next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057, The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
A racist who did a Ghost Rider impression. This is a karma. This is how it comes around so quickly. If people aren't aware, there's riots going on, not just in Los Angeles and around the country here, but in Northern Ireland right now. You just missed it, Jeremy.
Yeah.
He started it.
Then yes. Left.
There's some, you know, it's kind of sad what's going on there. Very sad. 14-year-old girl was sexually assaulted. There's two boys charged with the crime. They're Romanian. So they're doing it through translators, and it's ignited riots in Northern Ireland where people are kicking in the doors of Iranian households and burning the shops down. And
because they did
say
it too.
Romanian. And what they do, because I tell you, nobody riots quite like the Irish. They look like they're Molotovs. This is very layered, though. One idiot should have taken lessons from an experienced rioter. He set himself on fire. And is seen running around down the street, totally in flames. What do you say? Play stupid games?
Win stupid prizes.
Yeah. This ass hat set himself on fire. And the best part about it was the other rioters started laughing at him.
Was he wearing a jacket? Was he too cold?
Not anymore.
Okay. Is he alive or did he?
Yeah. Other people put him out. But you talk about getting your just reward.
It just made me, I got to admit, I took satisfaction. You guys are destroying the city. You're kicking in the doors of innocent people. I never understood
what rioting does.
It does nothing.
I've never understood that.
The same, it's the same crap here as it is over there. It serves no purpose. It's an excuse for people to just behave outrageously and badly. Like, you know, nothing says, you know, social justice more than stealing sneakers. Yeah, you really fix this problem. Same over there. Two teenagers rape another teenage girl, and you're going to just go set flames to stores of innocent people and kick in their doors and terrify them and kill them. Like, what are you doing? And then to watch the cops just stand, and I give them credit, man. I mean, two of us have done that job anyway. And it's like, yeah, the restraint they show, they literally have firebombs being thrown at their police shields. That's deadly physical force. You'd have every right to fire on these people. I don't know why they're not. It's one thing you want to just, you know, you want to throw some, you're throwing flaming bottles of kerosene or gasoline at me, you're going to die because you're trying to kill me. But anyway, it's sad what's going on in Northern Ireland. And this guy got it, but good.
Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah, to the idiot that keeps leaving delicious food in the refrigerator. Yesterday, I had this pack of delicious cheese, Ed, and I was so happy that I found it in the fridge. I think I went through it so fast, I don't even really remember eating it, but it was delicious.
That's because you gave me half.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. And then there have been other times, like I borrowed somebody's oat milk here. And when I say borrowed, I use the rest of it. Just so delicious. Stop leaving stuff in the fridge for me to eat.
Boy.
That's who gets my shovel.
Hey, Joe, can I give two shovels? I give a shovel first to Jeremy Carr for hijacking my shovel. I give a shovel number two for the person who ate my cheese. I put food in the refrigerator yesterday. I didn't eat it all. I had this pack of, what's it called?
Sargento.
Sargento cheese.
Like the little cheese cubes.
So
right?
This morning I said,
you know
what?
You know a Sargento.
I told you I had it yesterday. It was delicious.
So this morning I said, you know, instead of stopping, I know I had that cheese left. That's enough for me this morning. I'm trying to, you know, eat right. So I get here this morning and I open up the refrigerator. I'm like, where's the cheese? And you know I left it in there.
I still got some of the Colby on my breath.
You.
By the way, if you think I'd actually take anyone's food from that fridge and eat it after hearing what happened to me with my sandwich,
yeah.
I'm like Ross on Friends when somebody stole my moist maker. And you threw the rest in the trash?
I'm like Joey. Rob doesn't share food. Rob doesn't share food.
And Ed's like, Monica needs the jacket because it's chilly outside.
Exactly.
Ed's looking at me like, why did you get into this? You didn't even bring it up.
But yeah, dude, I mean, how do you just see something in the refrigerator and say, I think I'll eat that? And you didn't bring it in. I think I'll eat that.
Well, you have to know it's somebody else's because you didn't put it in there, right?
I can see if it's food that from the previous day that was community food. Like, we have these little parties. Yeah. Beginning of the month, the birthday month people, and you come back the next day and there's some sandwiches left over that are wrapped. Okay, go for it. That was intended for you. But a cheese stick is not intended for you. It's not for you, man. So now I'm sitting here hungry. Somebody can bring me some cheese, I appreciate it.
No, don't bring him any cheese. Bring him some wine to go along with it since he's over there crying.
You do that too.
Oh, you know damn well I would. Crying. I'd be whining like a little bitch over here.
You've been wild for 15 years over your chicken sandwich.
Man, I wish. Like,
here we go.
If I could have one wish.
Yes, go ahead.
It's not world peace. I just want to know who ate my effing sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
It's junk mail.
It's a delicious Atwater's chicken salad sandwich, which those things cost like $15. And the whole point of it was.
Junk mail ate it.
If he did, it's going to be a hate crime. It's going to be a hate crime.
Why is it a hate crime?
Why is it a hate crime? Mail. What's junk? Anyway, so you know what? I'm not even going to get into this because I was going to break that sandwich in half and eat one today and one tomorrow.
15
that was
way years back ago.
Then. Yeah.
Hmm.
Some bitches, man.
Why is it going to be a hate crime?
Oh, because he was wearing a jacket. No.
He don't wear no jackets no more. No.
Short skirts.
He's got sparkles on him.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys.
This is the last day of the show.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. I'm not going to make a wait. Got a minute. Antonio, what's going on, bro?
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Great Orioles win. do we have a chance to win the series tonight against Tigers pitcher Tarek Skubal? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. We have a Dumb and Dumber chance. So you say there's a chance. You got one of those chances. Tarek Skubal was pretty good.
And but again, we got a chance. I say this, you don't have to beat Tarek Skubal. You have to outlast him. Get to the bullpen, even though, like, I would rather face the fourth best bullpen in baseball than the first best pitcher. The first best, if that's even.
What you giving away over there?
We got tickets. We're giving away two tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley Golf Club. It's courtesy of the Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation. 410-583-1057. Call in now.
Kevin Brown joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, Kevin Willard speaks about his departure from Maryland, saying, I don't understand why everybody hates me. Or maybe he does understand why everybody hates him. We do hate you, Kevin. Not Brown Willard. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.